So welcome. This is Beanie for You, provided by Beanication. And my name is Ricky Defoe, and we are here with Sarah Odorizio, and she is a training expert from the hospitality sector. And I'm a mentor and facilitator for people dealing with emotional distress and people wanting to get to emotional wellness. So thanks for joining me, Sarah.
Thank you, Ricky. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. I'm really excited talking about this topic today. So we're going to be covering this topic called Understanding the Dynamics of Successful Staff and Service User and Customer Engagement. So yeah, there's two different aspects to it because Sarah is from the hospitality sector, got experience there. And other experiences, and I'm from the healthcare sector, but I've worked in education and business as well. So the name is kind of interchangeable, customer or service user. So yeah,
I'm exciting glad topic.
Very exciting topic. You know, I think it's one of the things of, the things that we're going to start about is looking at, you know, the very first engagement. You know, how do you set the tone in that very first engagement? Especially for, you know, any when you first deal with someone, it's so important. And especially in the healthcare sector, you know, when you're dealing with different patients and different service users, is how you set in that tone in the beginning, it kind of trickles and it leads and opens up a relationship or the way that you deal with people, like the way that the customer and the patient sees you. So
absolutely,
I think and then that goes on to feedback, because there, even now in the healthcare sector, there's a lot of talk around continuous improvement.
And I think for customer service, this is kind of how you make a great first impression. I mean, this is the same in the healthcare.
It's definitely the same. I think two different industries, but you know how you deal with people is very important. You know, setting that tone. I think I was mentioning to Sarah as well, like my very first job was working in hospitality as well. So
yeah,
it was short lived. But yeah, I remember being a teenager working at the White House Hotel, the 4-star hotel out there. And that was a great experience. But what do you feel is, you know, probably, you know, setting that first engagement and setting that tone for hospitality, because it's changed since I was in hospitality. What do you think is kind of important in that area?
Well, as I said, I think it's great to make a good first impression with service users or customers, because then from that first impression that they have of you, they'll decide if they want to keep using your services, if they want to keep being your customers, and if they will bring other people into your business as well. Because I don't know about you, Ricky, but when I have an amazing experience in a place, then I always recommend it to everyone. And I say, please, like, use this, go to this hotel or go to this restaurant. I love the experience. And so that's all down to making like a great first impression, so that then your business can grow and your customers and service users are happy with you. So I think it's the same with patients. So it's like smiling and the way that you greet your customers or service users. It's very important. It makes them feel that they are welcomed and they feel that their business is welcome as well. So doing a nice greeting, smiling, doing eye contacts. And of course, this is if you're meeting your service users or customers face to face. I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I definitely agree with you. It is important, and it sets kind of like, so if you've got that first engagement, when they come back again or they use the service again, they do remember you, They really do remember you. And I think in healthcare, especially when you're dealing with patients, with people that are distressed in that way, as opposed to someone who's coming for leisure, they're both important. But yeah, it's especially for when, people are going through so much, it's that, and they come to the service, using the service in the beginning, that's important. And you get that good feedback, and they can, or that smile, the way that you can make them feel calm, feel wanted, and kind of troubleshooting, there's other ideas that you're listening as well. It's really important.
Yeah, I mean, listening, I think it's important in both cases, because in the case of patients or service users in the healthcare, you have to really understand what the patient needs to take off that burden, like off them, to make sure that their needs have been met, that their patient is feeling safe now, that his or her problem has been solved. And I think that with customers is the same, that if you're not really listening to what your customer is saying or your service user, then those needs are not met. And even if you have, or if you do like a great first impression, then you don't really satisfy what the customer wants if you're not listening properly. So then they will go and use somebody else or use your competition. So active listening is, I think it's really, really important.
I agree, and I think because that's especially for with patients, that's what they need. They need that time as well for you to listen, because they do. There is kind of that feedback a lot within healthcare that the staff or anyone don't have have the time. So I know things can be quite busy for staff as well, which is understandable. But still, being present when you very first meet a patient, is very important when you meet them. And even if you are busy, I think having that communication and mentioning what you're going through, or kind of this what you're dealing with in the service. So for example, if you cannot meet a certain time frame for the service user, or if there's a delay, if these things come up, it's being really a understanding of how they're going to feel when they get that the answer that they don't want to hear. And it's trying to help them in other areas as well, like just trying to find alternatives for them as well, which is really important.
Yeah, and I like what you said about even though you're busy, you really need to be there to listen to your patients or service users, show an interest in the person. And I think the key is not maybe rushing the conversation. I mean, I understand coming from hospitality background, and I used to work in operations. You know that when the hotel is busy and you have customers waiting, it's difficult not to rush conversations, because you see like the queue of other people waiting to be served or to be helped. And I'm sure it's the same like with the healthcare.
Definitely. It's funny that you mentioned that, because I remember even when I used to be at the front desk years ago in security, I remember my manager saying, when we used to have queues of people coming in and people using the service, he'd always just say, don't look beyond, just concentrate on the person that you have in front of you. Make sure, because when you start looking beyond and you see other people coming in, that's when you start to get stressed. But it's just kind of honing in who you've got in front of you, and then you make less mistakes, and you're able to provide that service quicker for them. And then, moving on to the next person. So I know, especially in that happens in hospitality around busy times, and then when there's new patients or old patients coming in, because new patients and service users may have so many different questions when they come into the service,
Yeah.
and they need that time from you. So as well, they want to they need time than other service users may need more time than other service users have used the service before. So it's just being mindful of that as well, and just showing, yeah, it's being, being composed in that area, which can be hard, but yeah, it's always dealing with that person who's in front of you, and taking your time with them, and then moving on to the next person.
Yeah, and I totally agree. And I agree with what your manager said. It's about focusing on the person that is in front of you, because they are your priority at that time. And it kind of makes them feel important as well, and that you care. Because if you're constantly looking over at the other people, or maybe looking at your watch to see how long you're taking to help this person, they will feel that you're not there present in the moment, and they will not feel important. So focusing on them before you help somebody else, and making sure that the previous service user or customer is totally satisfied with the service they received before moving on, I think it's really, really important.
I agree. Oh, it is, and I think, going on from that, that shows your energy. How welcoming is your energy, and service users respond to it, and they can see that. Like you said, they can see if you're looking over. From setting the tone, but then how welcoming you are, so they can feel if you're rushing them even before you've even spoken. They can see if you care straight away. Even with myself, when you see, when you're using a service, you can see whether that person is present with you, and you feel welcome. You feel welcome with different people. So yeah, definitely when you're on the front line and you're working, at the front end with people, whether it's hospitality, healthcare, yeah, it is really important how your energy is as well. They can feel that.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, I like that you're talking about energy, because this is what a customer or service user notice, and this is the first thing that they see about us. Because I think that a good thing to do is always stay positive, have a positive energy, because even though you're busy, if you stay positive, if you have a positive attitude, your customer or service user will understand more the situation you're in. They will be more understanding. They will be more patient with you as well. So I think that having a positive attitude makes you very welcoming towards your service users.
Yeah, definitely 100%. And I know, it is, especially in the healthcare sector, sometimes when it's busy or you've got so many demands, and how do you keep that energy? That's one of the things I think most people
Yeah.
do ask as well. How do you feel that? How do you feel that would be? How do you keep that energy? That's quite an interesting question as well.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we said it's kind of difficult, especially when there is a busy day. My kind of technique, or the technique that I've used before, when I was working at the front desk, where, well, first of all, if you try to perceive every customer that comes in as another person that you can help, rather than, okay, another person that comes in and adds up to my work, this already gives you like a feeling of positivity. Okay, there's another person coming in that I can help, or that I can try to help with what I know, and maybe make their day. So that's already like a very positive feeling that is going around. And then sometimes, and this is what I've been asked also during my training courses, is when you're having a bad day. Because being positive when, okay, even if it's busy, but when you're happy, being positive, it's kind of easier. But when you're having a bad day, and it's busy at work, you see many people going around, how do you keep yourself positive, or how do you find that positivity back? And a good way, I mean, this is what worked for me, but a good way is trying to find something positive, like maybe something positive that happened during the day, or if you have the chance maybe to have a quick chat to a person that gives you that positivity. So maybe you have a colleague that is always positive or that can cheer you up, or maybe a quick call to a family member, just like a couple of minutes to gain that positivity back, and then hunker yourself to that feeling of positivity. That's what helped me in the past, and I think that it could help others as well. What do you think, Ricky? How do you stay positive?
I think that's really interesting. That's amazing. I think definitely I totally agree with you that I think, like you was mentioning there about, you know, for me it sounds like, you know, you take breaks where you can, you know, just to kind of breathe and get some space. And I think that does help me as well, you know, just to, if you feel there is an overload, so you know, taking that break would, you know, re-energize you. So it could be anything, like, you know, could be anything from that, like you said, a call to a coffee break to, you know, anything like that. And I think also with me, that what I use is that if I am actually, you know, depleted in energy or not feeling great or kind of feeling in a certain way, I've just spoken to someone, said, oh, look, bear with me, you know, communicate. There's, oh, it's been, you know, and I kind of start the conversation, but kind of let them know that, you know, there's this that I'm dealing with, and but we'll get there, and we'll, and most people are understanding as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I've been like, oh, you know, it's, you know, there's like, for example, the computer's not working, or, you know, the software's not running, or, you know, anything like that, or you're quite stressed, you know, and that can stress you out, or there could be something that's getting to you, and you could just, oh, it's been, you know, you could share it with them. And again, that's showing you're open, you're still being kind, and, you know, but then you're, in that you're being solution orientated by saying, but don't worry, we're going to get there, we're going to get this, we're going to make sure we get that for you. So it's always reassuring them as well, that people like, because people do understand that you're human as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was about to say. It makes you human to their eyes as well. And if you're, if you tell them what's going on, like you said, like, sorry, if you say the computer is not loading, the system is slow, instead of just being quiet, because if something is going wrong and you're just quiet about it, you're just overeating in your head, and the patient or the service user doesn't know what's going on. So if you just communicate to them, they will see what's happening, and they will be very understanding.
Yeah. So that's good. And I think, yeah, I totally agree. And yeah, and I think also that shows that you're not overdoing it as well. So if you're trying to always be, you know, trying to always be in that energy of like, you know, I can reach everyone, and like, or you, like, you don't even go through things yourself, or, you know, so you don't want to overdo it as well. So I think when people understand that you are doing your best, they would know. So they could feel it. So again, that goes back to your energy. So whether you feel positive or not, they can see, if they, you know, they can feel you, your presence. Whether you're having a bad day or not, whether you've got high energy or not, as long as you're honest, and you're truthful and you care and you're compassionate, that engagement would always be felt by the customer or the service user. So
I like what you said about not overdoing it, because there are other situations where customers or service users could feel like you're overdoing something, especially when you're trying to understand their needs. Sometimes you may be, or they may perceive you as too pushy if you try to overdo it. And I know that maybe in the healthcare sector, it's slightly different, but when you're dealing with customers and they feel that you are too pushy and you're maybe trying to push them maybe to buy something like another service. I mean, this happened to me recently at the bank. I went to the bank just to do a normal transaction. And I've asked somebody for help because the machine was not working, and I only needed to withdraw some cash. But the lady was starting to ask me if I wanted to get extra services. And I said, like, the first couple of times, I said, like, no, don't worry, I just need what I'm doing. Like, we're drawing some cash, I don't need anything else. But then, I mean, she started to ask me questions, like if I needed extra services, what kind of services did I need? I mean, and she seemed like very pushy. And maybe she was just trying to understand how she could help me better. But then again, if we go back to that active listening, by listening to what I was saying, she should have understood that I didn't need anything else. So yeah. I don't know if there is any similar situation that could happen in the healthcare sector.
Yeah, I think there's so many different kind of scenarios being in the healthcare sector, and I think the reassurance is one of the most important things, and important things you can do when you're dealing with a customer, with the patient, and the service user. It's just that reassurance that, you know, someone will see them, or you know, a letter will be sent, or a communication will be reached, or there's a time frame, or there's an ETA, or there's a referral. In that sense, like that's one of the most important things, the reinsurance. I think promises, no, because if you, okay, I promise that we'll have this by then, because you got to be careful of that. But as long as you reassure them that you will do your best to make sure that the service is providing its best care, and you're providing the best care, then it will be fine.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think, you know, both sectors are really important when dealing with people, and understanding that, you know, understanding that dynamics of successful staff with engagement. We've covered both, you know, sectors and looked at both areas here. And yeah, I think working in customer service beforehand, it's been like 15 years working, you know, serving people, and yeah, it's just amazing when I think about it. But yeah, I always love it, and you know, serving people and working with people is the best thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we can say that, I mean, if we want to really engage with those service users or customers, the first impression that you make is very important, and the way that you welcome them, your energy, is very important to really engage them in a positive way.
Definitely agree. Yeah, so thank you everyone for listening today. And I think going forward, look out, so we may have some more podcasts coming up on different subjects. And I think and I hope everyone has enjoyed the conversation that we've had today with Sarah, and I've really enjoyed it with today. So this is our first, you know, first podcast together, and hopefully many more.
Yeah, absolutely. I loved it too. Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you, and thank you for everyone that's been listening. Thank you so much.